Hosea chapter 9. Rejoice not, Israel, exultingly, as the peoples, for thou hast gone a-whoring from thy God. Thou hast loved harlots higher upon every corn floor. The floor and her winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail her. They shall not dwell in Jehovah's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and in Assyria shall they eat that which is unclean. They shall pour out no offerings of wine to Jehovah, neither shall their sacrifices be pleasing unto him. They shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be defiled, for their bread shall be for themselves. It shall not come into the house of Jehovah. What will you do in the day of assembly, and in the day of the feast of Jehovah? For behold, they are gone away because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up, Moph shall bury them. Their pleasant things of silver, nettles shall possess them, thorns shall be in their tents. The days of visitation are come, the days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool, the inspired man is mad, because of the greatness of thine iniquity and the great enmity. Is Ephraim a watchman with my God? Nay, the prophet is a fowler's snare on all his ways, enmity in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins. I found Israel as grapes in the wilderness, as first ripe fruit on the fig tree I saw your fathers at the beginning. They went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto that shame, and became abominations like their lover. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away as a bird, no birth, no pregnancy, no conception. For even should they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that not a man remain. For woe also to them when I shall have departed from them. Ephraim, as I saw him, was a tire planted in a beautiful place. But Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the slayer. Give them, Jehovah, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. Because of the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are rebellious. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they should bring forth, yet will I slay the beloved fruit of their womb. My God hath rejected them because they hearkened not unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations.